Rinpoche requesting us to develop bodhicitta while listening to the teaching and thinking that in order to achieve the Buddhahood for the sake of, for the welfare of all the sentient beings, we are going to strive for the Buddha Dharma through listening, reflecting and meditation.
Rinpoche nous demande de développer l'esprit de l'éveil pour que tous les êtres illimités comme l'espace puissent atteindre... puissent atteindre l'état de Bouddha, de nous efforcer à la pratique du Dharma par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
And according to Mahayana, and all those who are helpful for us for the practice of the Dharma, they are all called the Dharma friend.
Et selon le Mahayana, tous ceux,
all those who are helpful for us, to follow the path,
qui nous aident à suivre le chemin, sont appelés les amis du Dharma.
Car sena Semjin tamje je tekpa chenpe chu nyam se lemba la rang chua se paam pin to kore. Tekpa chenpe chu nyam se lemba la semjin tamje je ten rang pin to kore. Rangye tekpa chenpe chu nyam se lemba la semjin tamje je rang chua se kore.
And because in order to, yes, practice the Mahayana or follow the Mahayana path, and they help us.
Parce que dans le but de pratiquer le chemin du Mahayana, tous les êtres nous aident.
Quand est-ce que vous avez une peine, drague ne pas se parler de tente, tenez, drague ne pas la zoe pas gombe, tenez, rang zoe pas paru de sympa zoe, de drague pinto.
And Rinpoche says that the way. If one wonders, then how all the beings, they help us in order to follow the path, Mahayana path or Dharma path. For example, he says that take enemy, you know, who harm us. So this harming by the enemy to us, and so this also, yes, so then we practice the patience, yes. Without the enemies and his harmful influence or harmful activities, we don't have the opportunity to practice the patience. So through the practice of the patience, we achieve the liberation and the Buddhahood. And in this way, the enemy is also helpful for us to follow the path.
Et par exemple, si on pense aux ennemis, ils nous font pratiquer la patience. Et sans les ennemis, nous n'aurions pas l'occasion de pratiquer la patience. Par la patience, ils nous font nous acheminer sur le chemin de la libération et donc ils nous aident sur le chemin.
Kaze drawo tsani me ba yena zebe yor me ba re zebe yor me pe tene zeba gom gom to go mare tene zebe parsen zo go mare zebe parsen ma to no sanje to.
If there is no enemy, we don't have any more object towards which or whom towards whom we practice the patience. And without the practice of the patience, we cannot achieve the perfection of patience. And without perfecting the patience, we cannot achieve the Buddhahood. So therefore, the enemy is helpful.
Et donc, il nous donne l'occasion de pratiquer la patience. S'il n'y avait pas d'ennemi, nous n'aurions pas l'occasion de parachever la patience. Et cela nous achemine sur le chemin. En ce sens, ils sont bénéfiques.
Deva chen so tapi hinkang le yopi ten san chu simpa ten simpa nam jang zopi paru de simpa zopi ser do tene madape nkowa le jeva lang de tene jeva lang yoris zopi parsin zopi ser do.
So, and it is said that even the male and the female bodhisattvas who residing in different, abide in different pure lands such as Sukhavati, the Devachan, and etc. And also they, in order to, yes, make their patience perfect, or in order to achieve the perfect patience, yes, it is said that they come back to the impure land, such as human world and etc. They come back, yes, to perfect their practice of patience.
Et il est dit que même les bodhisattvas qui ont atteint les terres pures, comme des Watchen ou
etc.
Sukha ou etc. Donc même ceux qui ont atteint ces terres pures reviennent dans les terres impures, comme le monde, pour parachever la patience.
Jumsen te tawese na tene drawo nam te pachem bi lola tene chuji tawres.
Because of these reasons, for these reasons, yes, so the enemies are also helpful for helpful friends to follow the path of Dharma according to Mahayana.
Pour ces raisons, les ennemis sont des amis bénéfiques qui nous aident sur le chemin.
So then,
relatives and friends are also also Dharma friends in the Mahayana.
Et dans le Mahayana, les amis et les parents sont également des amis du Dharma.
Karra sana samba da nyingi gomba kapso, tene gomtap jimiyur tambo te ranga pa da ma da nyingi da dropo dromo tsolongwa gomgo yas.
Because when we practice love and loving kindness and compassion, or when we meditate on do the meditation on the love and the compassion, so that times as a means or as a technique to develop them, first we take our friends and relatives as the object of the meditation.
La raison est que parce que quand on médite la compassion, on prend pour les premiers objets les amis et les parents.
Tanda mukhaye tene apada amala samba nyenge ke kale khapo te so ngana tropo de tromol gongu yeres.
So nowadays Rinpoche says that some people who find difficult to practice the patience, to practice loving kindness and compassion, yes, when they take their parents or their relatives or some parents, yes, as the object of this meditation, so in this case, then they will take their friend, yes, as object.
Et certaines personnes trouvent difficile de méditer sur la compassion en pensant à leurs parents. Et à ce moment-là, il faut qu'ils prennent leurs amis.
Tenez, ama avada ama amandrawa la samba ninje gomna gombe tapda tesu tamje tarjin so thile mambu she yere ne so thiyo gomdos.
Yes, concerning the parents as object. As an object of meditation, of loving kindness and compassion. Rinpoche says that it is explained in detail in Jewel Ornament of Liberation, Thakpo Thargyin, by Gampopa. So he doesn't need to explain about it.
En ce qui concerne le fait de prendre ses parents pour objet de compassion, c'est expliqué en détail dans le joyau Ornement de la Libération dans le Thakpo Thargyin. Donc Rinpoche ne va pas expliquer en détail.
Yes, then, however, when we take the other friends, for example, friends or other relatives, yes, or the kinsmen, kinsmen, yes, as object of meditation of loving kindness and compassion, then of course, and we have to then the technique or the method is to meditate upon them. meditate upon the love and compassion, it's slightly different.
It's different?
Yes. It should be slightly different.
Et quand on prend pour un objet de compassion les amis ou les proches, la technique de méditation est légèrement différente.
Tasson. Oh, yeah, that's the end of it.
The mo is Tasson.
Ah.
Mo, you're Tasson, sure.
You know, you're Tasson.
Taking Tasson.
Then they chevered the pen at Topo Tromon, Dow Chelamana, Lombay and the Ninja Dow with the Gomna. Then they Topo Tromon, the Sola, Donga Yom with Sorta. Then do. Donga, Ranga Tin, Donga, Yung Allah Soba Tundula, make the Gongoyores. Donga, the travel Gongoyores.
And particularly when we take the friends.
Penna Trobo, Tromon Ravati, Sedongoang, Donga Yungoyore, Sedongoang, Chicky Chickle, Seva Chimbo Yabaltin, Donga Yungoyore, Telatin, the Donga Somala, make the Donga the travel. Donga the Tranachemalan Samba Dawals in the Tambu Gongoyores.
And when we take the friends as the male and the female friend, yes, as object of our meditation on love and compassion, and so Rinpoche says that as example, the method is that, or the method, yes, to meditate upon them is that, and that because the sufferings that the friends they most mainly experience or mostly experience is due to. Due to their attachment and affection and love, yes, towards their friend, and due to this, and then they, because of this attachment or love and affection towards them, they experience great sufferings, and so we focusing on these on the friend, yes, then one should meditate and wishing that. If only they become, or he or she becomes free from the suffering and the cause of suffering.
Par exemple, quand on prend pour objet de compassion son ami, on pense que la principale source de souffrance pour eux est l'attachement vis-à-vis de leur ami, l'attachement ou l'amour qu'ils peuvent avoir, et on fait le souhait qu'ils puissent être libérés de la souffrance et des causes de la souffrance.
Chepar to penna rang la donga tro tobo tomo sol tembe donga soma yin ya tang ala tro tan che don tembe donga den de yo ndo den ra ga tene tro po tan tomo sol tembe donga chen ji sim chen na ni ji san de yang gong we.
Yes, if in this situation, if it's applied for oneself, then one should think that the way I experience the sufferings because of the because or due to the friend, due to the friend, and in the same way, all the other beings also suffers, and other people also suffer in the same way. So then, thinking, reflecting upon this fact, then we have to develop yes, a love and compassion for them.
Si on se rend de la souffrance pour soi-même due à l'attachement, on pense que tous les êtres ont la même souffrance et on développe de la compassion vis-à-vis d'eux.
Tenez la part ni dans trop la tente donga son tel choba chepe chulen jo be jo sebe sen yang tenez ni jang ni dans trop nam jang te te pa chen be lo la chue chue tro res.
And then particularly, and due to friends and relatives, and we feel sad and we get disgust towards the samsara, and due to this, and then when one become able to practice dharma and renounce from this. State of the life and goes to the Dharma, So then once Dharma would also become more successful. So this also is by the grace of the friend, or by the help of friend. So the friends are also helpful in this matter, in this reason, yes, for this reason. And the friends are very, positive condition, or a wholesome condition for practice Dharma.
Et les amis et les proches sont souvent une source de déception, de dégoût du samsara, et étant dégoûté du samsara, on se tourne vers le Dharma. Donc les amis et les proches sont une aide pour nous, puisqu'ils nous aident à nous tourner vers le Dharma.
For these reasons, and according to Mahayana, all these sentient beings are our friend in the Dharma.
Pour cette raison, selon le Mahayana, tous les êtres sont nos amis du Dharma.
So this is therefore it is very important to develop the understand that I would practice the Mahayana teaching or follow the Mahayana path. So in order to do it, so all the friends and all the other beings are my helpful condition or helpfulness on the path.
Ayant développé la motivation de pratiquer le Dharma, il faut donc considérer que les êtres sont nos aides. Tous les êtres sont nos aides sur le chemin.
So now Rinpoche would like to begin the text, the 20th chapter. He has selected the important shlokas, which explains the point which deals with the seven greatness of the great vehicle. Seven greatnesses of the great vehicle.
Dans le 20e chapitre, Rinpoche a sélectionné les shlokas qui expliquent les sept grandeurs du grand véhicule.
Te sanju sempe tekpa tele tekpa chenpo shi ju gu bi jun sen kar re se na chenpo dun dan ten bi jun sen ye tekin se wa.
The reason why the bodhisattva, the vehicle of bodhisattva is called the great vehicle, because it is endowed with seven greatnesses.
Et la raison pour laquelle le véhicule des bodhisattvas est appelé grand véhicule est parce qu'il est doté des sept grandeurs.
Te chenpo tangpo de mekpa che ba res.
And then the first greatness is the object is a great.
D'abord, l'objet est grand.
Te karra sana tekpa chenpo mekpa te tene sonrab je sanjo sempe tanda mekpa te sonrab je chen thada le mekpa res. Mekpa che ba.
The reason why the object is great, because they objectify all the objectify, yes, the all the all the scriptures, yes, without any without exception, yes, all the scriptures, so scripture of the Buddha, yes, teaching of the Buddha. Because mikpa de
hirap de mikpa yon dawa ba.
Yes.
They sanju sempe mikpa.
They objectify in the sense that they aim towards them, you know, their point of focus, encompass. Yes.
All the scriptures.
All the scripture, Sungrang Gyi Chetamje. All the dharma of scripture, Sungrang Gyi Chetamje. All the dharma, yes.
Et cet objet est grand puisqu'il comprend toutes les écritures sans exception.
Dona tikpa chenpo le kyobe sanjo sambata sama namje Sungrang Gyi Chetamje la tene hirabje cheba zogo yoresa.
The reason why it is said that the object is great, because the one who follow the Bodhisattva path and Mahayana path, and they should examine, all the analyze or examine all the dharma, yes, all the dharma of the Buddha. Yes. With wisdom, yes. Sorry.
Et donc l'objet est grand parce que celui qui pratique doit examiner tous les écrits du Bouddha au travers de sa connaissance transcendante.
Car ça n'a tekpa chenpo lola tene nyentu jete pa ranjar jete pa san tekpa chenpo de tekpa tam je jete ne son rab de chula te sam se te so hi go yes tekpa oma
the object means the object of focusing on. So in the Mahayana, Rinpoche said that the one who follow the great vehicle, they not only they have studied and practiced the Mahayana aspect of the teachings, but also they have to analyze, they have to study, and focus on the lower vehicle also, such as the, for example, lower vehicle refers to the Shavaka vehicle and the Pratyekabuddha vehicle, etc.
Et celui qui étudie, qui écoute et qui étudie sur le Mahayana, ne doit pas seulement étudier le Mahayana, mais également les véhicules des Shravakayana et les véhicules des Pratyekabuddha.
And
then the second greatness is the greatness of practices.
La deuxième grandeur est celle de la pratique.
Tene droba cheva te randon do cheva so cheba droba mayin ba tene rangin je ton ja chenbo randa yin ni ke ton ja chenbo droba seba yin be na tene droba cheva re.
And excuse me, that I translated as what I said. Practice, yes. It's not practice, I think it's accomplishment, yes. The accomplishment is great.
Donc c'est la grandeur de l'accomplissement et non de la pratique, et voilà.
And the reason why the accomplishment is great, so the for the follower of the Mahayana path, it's not only one has to accomplishes for the welfare of his own welfare, but also he strives for the welfare of all the other sentient beings. His accomplishment, the object of accomplishment, is the welfare of all the other sentient beings. So therefore, the accomplishment is also great.
Et on dit que c'est un grand accomplissement parce que, au travers de cet accomplissement, il ne tend pas à son propre bien, mais au bien de tous les êtres.
And
in the vehicle of Shravakas and the Pratyekabuddhas, so first one renounce from the world, develop the discussion toward the samsara and renounce from it, and then strive for the self liberation and self peace. Not for others.
Dans le véhicule des Shravaka, on renonce au monde et on pratique pour obtenir la paix à un niveau personnel.
Tene tekpa chenpo lo la drupa te yendon drom na yang yendon tsoba drupa goni randon hyokjin drupa res.
So in the Mahayana, one doesn't need to strive in fact for the sake of for one's own welfare. For the accomplishment of the welfare for oneself, one doesn't need to strive for it, because the main object, is to accomplish the welfare, the benefit of all the sentient beings. So when they accomplish this one, when they become success to accomplish this this great aim or this great objective, then concerning the self, what you call, the welfare, yes, the personal welfare is concerned, it automatically it happens by itself.
Et dans le Mahayana, on ne tend pas à son propre bien, mais au bien de tous les êtres. Et le bien personnel est automatiquement accompli dans le fait de réaliser celui d'autrui.
Yendon drobatsor mayenba, ten nga tikin bayin sabba nga ja lama yina, ten ten tikin bari yo maris.
And however, Rinpoche says, though one believes in the Mahayana, yes, just simply, and however, do not practice the teaching of the Mahayana, do not follow the Mahayana path accordingly. So, but still, if still one has the pride, if one is has the pride, or if one is proud of being Mahayana, so then that one in reality or in actual sense is not Mahayana. Such person is.
Et une personne qui n'accomplit pas le bien des êtres, même si elle veut être appartenir au véhicule du Mahayana, en fait, ne sont pas Mahayana.
So therefore, and the male and female bodhisattva who's following the Mahayana path should take without pride, yes, without having a pride in being a Mahayana, the main practice is to strive for the benefit of the other beings.
Donc les bodhisattvas, sans avoir de l'orgueil d'appartenir au Mahayana, s'efforcent toujours pour le bien des êtres.
Ta chenpo sonpa te yehi chevare.
Now the third greatness is the greatness of the transcendental knowledge.
Et la troisième grandeur est celle de la connaissance transcendante.
Penna nyerang ke te pe kaso Nyeran dratyon banam je tsuvu kanzak da mebe toba re ma to chu je da meba ma to baris.
Concerning the Shravaka Yana, concerning the Shravakas and the Pratigibhutas, they have just realized only the egolessness of the individual beings. Is not the entitylessness of all the phenomena.
Donc c'est la grandeur de la sagesse primordiale en fait. En ce qui concerne le véhicule des Shravaka et des Pratika Buddha, ils ont réalisé la non-entité intrinsèque de l'ego, mais pas celle des phénomènes.
Daniel tekba tembe lo la kanza ga da me ba te ten do chu ji da me ba yang to gu be na te ne ye ki tembo re.
So in the Mahayana system, and not only one has to realize the absence of the ego of the being, and one has also has to realize the inherent existence of all the phenomena. That means the inherently non-existence of all the phenomena. One has to realize these two. So the realization of the transcendental wisdom is great.
Et dans le Mahayana, on doit réaliser non seulement la non-existence intrinsèque de l'ego, mais également celle des phénomènes. Et c'est pourquoi on dit que leur sagesse primordiale est grande.
Concerning the inherently non-existent or the inherently the absence of the entity of the old phenomena is concerned, this can be established and also proved, yes, by the understanding and realization by the by the absence of the ego of individual also as a reason, as a reasoning, yes.
Et on peut comprendre la non-existence intrinsèque des phénomènes en ayant réalisé la non-existence de l'ego.
Tene yeki chenpo kanzak dami tope yeki dan chuchi dami tope yeki chenpo nye de gube jinsen karra danzen dan chuchi danzen nye ponze jinyenpo re. Devu kapsa se na tene kanzak dami patang kanzak danzen dan chuchi danzen le torben reba res. Torba, torba yeki.
And these two transcendental wisdom years, it's concerned on the path, it is a remedy or antidote for the abandonment or in order to abandon or give up the concept or the idea of I, or that is the individual being, yes, and the entity of all the phenomena. So it's a remedy in the fruit level, and then it is
Devu kapsa danzen le torve, danzen yi le torve.
No, sir. And when?
Devu kapsa danzen yi
le, danzen yi takpa yehi rava. When, and then, at the fruit level, when become completely free from these two ideas, the dual idea, the idea of the individual beings, then the idea of the old phenomenon as having entity. And so then this wisdom transforms into fruit. It is called the fruit wisdom, fruit transcendental wisdom.
Et cette sagesse transcendante est à deux niveaux, au niveau du chemin quand elle sert d'antidote à la saisie de l'ego et à la saisie des phénomènes comme étant réellement existants, et au niveau du fruit, elle est la sagesse transcendante qui a réalisé ces deux absences d'entité intrinsèque.
Now the fourth greatness is the greatness of the diligence.
La quatrième grandeur est celle de la persévérance.
Zhenzhi qianpo de karisa na, zhenzhi qianpo de karpa pa de me par yindong drupa la jiuwa me ba yindong drupa pa de zhenzhi qianpo.
The reason why the diligence is great here in the Mahayana, because in order to accomplish the welfare of all the sentient beings, and no matter even it takes and countless aeon and countless kalpas, he or she, the bodhisattva, does not get disheartened or discouraged. So his diligence is always strong, always powerful as before.
Et on dit que cette diligence persévérante est grande parce que le Bodhisattva n'est jamais découragé, même si l'obtention de l'état de Bouddha prend des kalpas.
Karpa pada me bala yendon drupa zhoyun tu tsam gupa jyumtsin karasana jyumtsin te dambu sanchon cho da semchi pa kapsa ne semchi je ton da tene semchi je ton semchi tamche je ton drupa tamja lang yo res te tamja atan jesu tu res.
The reason why the reason why the Bodhisattva strives for the accomplishment of the welfare of all the sentient beings, even if it takes an countless kalpas, and the reason why he doesn't get disheartened or discouraged, because when he was in ordinary level, and the first time when he developed the bodhicitta, he has made a vow and made a resolution that he will never give up working for the benefit of all the beings. The reason why he has a he doesn't get disheartened.
La raison pour laquelle le Bodhisattva n'est jamais découragé, d'œuvrer pour le bien et pour laquelle il œuvre pour le bien des êtres pendant des kalpas, Et qu'au début, quand il a pris les vœux de Bodhisattva, il a fait le vœu de venir en aide aux êtres.
Ten chéran sa sangye sempe dhomba mangye wa ke hyo ye jere. Kase sordo ma yun na yang. Uwanga kapsa ngon le sangye sempe dhomba hyo go yores. To go yores.
So Rinpoche says that most of us must have received the, might have received the, the Bodhisattva's vows. But in case we have not received, so then whenever we take an initiation or receive an empowerment, so this empowerment is always preceded by Bodhisattva vows, which means that in order to receive an initiation or empowerment, automatically we receive the Bodhisattva vow also.
Et sans doute beaucoup d'entre nous ont pris ces vœux de Bodhisattva, mais de toute manière, quand on reçoit une initiation, on reçoit automatiquement auparavant les vœux de Bodhisattva.
Dona tekpa chenpe sanje sempa de sema nam je tsuen du te, tsuen du sepa te, yendon drupa che de tsuen du tsam gopare ma to, randon drupa che je tsuen du ma res.
In brief, Rinpoche says that the diligence of the way, yes, the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva work for the benefit of the work, yes, very diligently, and is for the sake of other beings, not for their own sake, not for self-interest.
Et en bref, la diligence des Bodhisattvas porte sur le fait d'aider tous les êtres et non dans son dans un intérêt personnel.
So now the fifth one is the great skillful means.
La cinquième est la grandeur des moyens habiles.
Sanjo sempe tamke chenpo te sanjo sempa tan sema nam korwa le ne na yang korwa chon je ma gu pa te tamke chenpo se.
And this is great skillful, I don't think that not skillful means. It's great, greatly, very skillful, yes, Bodhisattva, you should say skillful, yes. The reason why the Bodhisattva and the Bodhisattva is very skillful, because by being in the samsara, they are not polluted by samsara. By being in the samsara, they are not polluted by the samsara. They are not stained by the samsara. So this is their skillfulness, yes.
Et en fait, donc, c'était la grandeur de leur habileté. Et ils sont très habiles, les bodhisattvas sont très habiles, parce que même demeurant au sein du samsara, ils ne sont pas pollués par le samsara.
For example, yes, the eight great bodhisattvas, or it's called the eight great bodhisattvas, yes, or we call it the eight great sons of the victors, yes. And they are all, when we see in the paintings, there, you know, Rinpoche said we come to know that they are all in ordinary clothes, in fact, in ordinary costumes, householder's clothes, means a lay person. Suit and tie, like. They're in all ordinary clothes, yes, not in robes,
dharma robes.
Et les huit grands bodhisattvas, qu'on appelle les huit fils des vainqueurs, sont tous en habits ordinaires et non en habits de moine.
The never say change the Chempechalo, Nango, Jumsen, Caras, and the Sanju Sampanam, Chemlin, Nete, Chemji, Jonji, Maguba, see to return that over us.
The meaning, the symbolical meaning of these bodhisattvas being in the costumes, in ordinary or in worldly costume, in the worldly clothes, yes, is that being in the, by being, yes, in the world or in the samsara, and yet not being polluted by the samsara.
Et la raison pour laquelle ils sont revêtus d'habits mondains signifie que même étant dans le samsara, ils ne sont pas pollués par le samsara.
Pena nyentu da ranger je chalok tasu tamche tene tra tra yarwa tan ta ta rabdu soma ta tasu chemle garwam chemle thong soma tan da bolis.
So on the then on the other hand, and as far as the dress of the bhikshu and the bhikshunis in the Shravakas, in the Pratik Buddhayana, the way they turn up, what is
it? The
way they dressed up, or the way they appear, it carries the significance, yes, that they renounce, yes, they have renounced from the worldly, from the state of the worldly people, or from the lay people's state, yes. And then that's the reason they shave the hairs and and they put on the yellow or the saffron, the robe of saffron color.
Et en ce qui concerne le véhicule des Shravakas, les bhikshus sont vêtus d'une manière ou un habit qui dénote le fait qu'ils ont renoncé à l'aspect mondain et sont revêtus de la couleur safran en ayant rasé leurs cheveux.
So, therefore, these costumes the costumes or the sign, the outer sign, or the outer costumes, yes, of the Bodhisattva is the costume that which signify that they live in the worldly in worldly existence, yes.
Et le signe extérieur des bodhisattvas, ou leur costume, signifie qu'ils... leur manière de se vêtir signifie qu'ils sont au niveau...
Their mode of dress is householders.
Leur manière de se vêtir donc est une manière mondaine.
Tena san tikpa chenpe lo la chem na ne na yang jikten chem na ne na yang chem je chuk chon je ma gu pa te kar la ra le pare sa na samba nying je ni da da me hirap la ra le pare sa nying je tan dor da na nying je hirap ni la ra le pare.
So therefore, and in brief, Rinpoche says, despite the bodhisattvas, they are being in the samsara, being in the worldly people, yet they are not polluted by the samsara, or not stained by the samsara existence, because this ability, yes, by not being stained by the samsara, depends on mainly two things, that is loving kindness and the compassion on the one hand, and in the transcendental wisdom of non-transcendental wisdom, yes, on the other hand. It depends on these two things.
Et quoique le bodhisattva est une apparence mondaine et demeure dans le samsara, ils ne sont pas entachés par le samsara pour deux raisons, par leur amour compatissant et par leur connaissance transcendante.
Hirab je top jin jikin la ne pam chen la ne na yang te ne te la den par khim ba me ba yang.
So though by the power of since yes, they by the power of loving kindness and compassion for all the sentient beings, and also by the power of transcendental wisdom, which means the realization of the non-egolessness of the individual being and entitylessness of all the phenomena. By these, though they reside, they live in the samsara, but they are not polluted yet.
Donc, par leur amour compatissant et par leur connaissance transcendante qui vient de la réalisation de l'absence d'entité intrinsèque de l'ego et des phénomènes, ils ne sont pas pollués par le samsara.
So Rinpoche says that now, particularly in this modern world, is full of distractions and full of distraction, yes, and full of hustle and bustle. And by being in such and such a busy and very distractive world, and if one is not influenced by them or affected by these distractions, and then which means that the bodhisattva living in the modern world is very very skillful.
Et spécialement dans le monde actuel qui est plein de distractions et d'agitation, le fait de ne pas être influencé par cette distraction et de et cette agitation implique que le bodhisattva soit très habile.
Quand elle se note en sang, tenant dicté de namkhala. Namkala Sather Dengwa Savola Savatan Dzoba Chui Nana Nyadar Jubutin to Zores.
Because why? Because in we are, Rinpoche says, passing through in such a age or such a era, yes, in which such a time, yes, in which the people fly in this space like the bird or like the kite and moves in the under the ground. Like the mouse, like the mouses.
Savatamsa
mice. Mice. Like the mice. And swim in the water like the fishes.
Et parce que nous sommes dans un temps où les gens volent dans l'air comme des oiseaux et progressent sous la terre comme des souris. Et vont dans l'eau comme des
poissons.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that it means that these distractions are everywhere, which means that underground, on the earth and above the earth in this space, everywhere there is a distraction.
Et ça veut dire que la distraction est partout, sous la terre, sur la terre et dans l'air.
Unless we are endowed with these in the skillful means, yes, and how to use, yes, these distractions, the various kind of distractions under the earth, on the earth and above the earth in the space as skillful means, and it's very difficult to follow the Mahayana path or practice Mahayana teaching.
Et tant qu'on n'est pas capable de prendre ces distractions qui sont sous la terre, sur la terre et dans l'air comme des moyens habiles, il est très difficile de suivre le chemin du Mahayana.
And so if one can adopt all these skillful means in the Mahayana, so then If one is endowed with, possess all these skillful means, yes, this skillfulness, if one is skillful, possess all the skillfulness, yes, in the Mahayana, then by living in the world, one can follow the path of Mahayana. One can practice Mahayana.
Et si quelqu'un possède l'habileté du Mahayana, il peut pratiquer le Mahayana tout en étant dans le monde.
For example, in a person who is following the Mahayana path and has children, yes, many children. So he also can use their children as a means of practice and as taking them as an object of practice, object of meditation. So by looking after them, and they can practice the teachings of Mahayana.
Par exemple, quelqu'un qui suit le Mahayana et qui a beaucoup d'enfants peut prendre comme objet de pratique ses enfants tout en s'occupant d'eux et ainsi pratiquer le Mahayana.
Kache tanda nga chu ya bo je do samba ye te pugo ma mo yo pugo ma de na de ga ma do te ne chu chu do to ga ma do sing te de dos.
And Rinpoche said that often he finds that some people, yes, who are a little bit sad because of the children, they say that because of children, though they want to practice Dharma very much, but because of the children, they cannot practice Dharma.
Et souvent, Rinpoche rencontre des personnes qui sont tristes et qui pensent que et qui ont des enfants et qui pensent que le fait d'avoir des enfants est un obstacle à leur pratique du dharma.
So such people, yes, must know this skillfulness in the Mahayana.
Et ces personnes doivent connaître l'habileté dans le Mahayana.
Quand est-ce que Gogoro Sena Tekpa Chenpe Nyamlin te tene Sam Nyingji Tang Tonyi Tobi Hiram Nyi Dere Sam Nyingji Miyor Tang Tonyi Tobi Hiram Nyi Ke Miyor Te tene Pukate Soko Choko Yeres
Miyor
Yungres Degres Miyor Yungres Nyingji Miyor A Yungre tene Tonyi Gomba Miyor A Pukukun Degres
In the Mahayana, the main practice is to develop loving kindness and compassion and the transcendental wisdom. So, and Rinpoche said that the children or the person who one depend on, or the children also can be used, yes, as object or as a means to develop or practice loving kindness and compassion and the transcendental wisdom.
Et les pratiques principales du Mahayana sont la sagesse, la connaissance transcendante et l'amour et la compassion. Les enfants peuvent être pris pour objet pour développer cette connaissance transcendante et cet amour compatissant.
And also one can practice the patience and etc. also.
Et ça donne
yes.
Également l'occasion de pratiquer la patience, etc.
Pena ninji go samba da ninji gom ba kaus ning samba da ninji myo tam bo te rang pu go so lo gom ten ra wo te sem chin tam che lo gom man de.
For example, and when we make meditations on the loving kindness and the compassion, first we can take our own children as an object. And object then after that then when we develop love and compassion for them quite enough, then we can extend it towards all the beings.
Et on peut prendre d'abord pour objet de méditation ses propres enfants, et quand on a développé l'amour et la compassion, l'étendre à tous les êtres.
Tene da hirab je kaus da me ba da tong ba ni the ha dambo pu ge so da da ma do ba da tong ba ni la hirab je ta ke se ne gom tene che tam che lian ne ge dos.
So then also through the children as a means, yes, one can also develop the transcendental wisdom. And if one wonders how, somebody said that first we, through analysis, yes, or through discriminating, through examination, yes, how the child is not inherently existent. And when we examine the child itself, then we find the absence of absence of the individual beings of the child. So in this way, we can develop the transcendental wisdom also by means of our own children.
Et on peut développer également la connaissance transcendante en examinant comment les enfants n'ont pas comment un enfant n'a pas d'existence intrinsèque réelle.
For this reason, the Buddha says that even the parents who have parents also can practice Mahayana teaching, and by relying on their own children or through their own children as a means.
Et donc les parents peuvent pratiquer l'enseignement du Mahayana en prenant pour support leurs enfants.
And particularly in Vajrayana, and we can transform them in very skillful means for the practice, yes. And for example, we can visualize the children, the physical appearance of the children as a deity, in the form of the deity. And when they make noise or they cry, as a sound of the of the mantras of the deity. So like this.
Et dans le Vajrayana, on peut le transformer en quelque chose de très habile, en visualisant ses enfants sous l'aspect de divinité, en méditant sur leurs cris et leurs... en méditant sur les bruits qu'ils font et leurs cris, comme le mantra de la divinité.
And also, Rupaji says, one can visualize the sun as the generous thing, and the daughters as the Tara, as Jijin Dolma. And when they talk, when they make noise, one can imagine that the mantra of Tare, Tare to Tare to Re Soha, and Om Mani Padme are sounded the whole space.
Et donc on peut visualiser les fils comme Tienrezi, les filles comme Tara et les bruits qu'ils font comme les mantras de Tienrezi et de Tara.
Te dravote ne tandare pe donike patsamare ngene dorje tebelo re karrasan dorje tebelo la zunan tamje la da da tamje nga so mega zoko yeres.
So what is
the Te tangbo pogol zone ya boris.
Rupaji says what he says about the children is not really he's joking or he's saying something like that. You know? It's really based on the Vajrayana teaching. Because when you practice Vajrayana teaching, of course, we have to visualize, we have to see every form as the form of the deity, and all the sound as the sound of the mantra of the deity.
Et donc, il ne dit pas ça pour plaisanter ou juste comme ça. Mais c'est basé sur la pratique du Vajrayana, puisque dans le Vajrayana, on doit voir tous les êtres sous la forme de la divinité et tous les sons sous la forme de mantra.
So in this way, one should be skillful.
Donc il faut être habile de cette manière.
So then, likewise, and if one practice with action, with one's own work, yes, whatever one does, whatever profession one has, one can practice the Dharma with this job or with the work. So if one becomes able to do it, so that means then we are skillful enough to practice the Mahayana teaching.
De la même manière, on peut pratiquer le dharma au sein du travail que l'on exerce. Si on arrive à ceci, cela veut dire qu'on est habile dans le Mahayana.
Tetar mayin ba tene leka sebe kaps che tane me che sebe kaps leka tane jam to ba tene jikten ta
So So on the contrary, Rinpoche says that when we miss the practice of Dharma while working, and when we practice Dharma and we miss the, we become unable to work. So in this way, when one finds these two things, the two sides, the Dharma and the work, as like the fire and the water, or as like the cold and the cold temperature and the hot temperature, or the heat, if you find just opposite in this way.
Then, kaje jilola tanda marpa lota namtha te tenda vores jikten la ne te tene chunyam salamres.
And in the Kagyu lineage Lama, and the Marpa, the great translator, is
Kagyu
one
lineage.
Of...
Marpa Lama.
Marpa Loza is one of the examples of how he practiced the mind, the teaching, by being in the samsara.
Kagyu lineage, Kagyu lineage.
Dans les lamas de la lignée Kagyupa, Marpa est un exemple de la manière de pratiquer tout en menant une vie
had 7 sons and he was very rich also materially.
Et Marpa avait 7 fils et il était très riche.
So,
by having such a material position, so being rich, and by being with the children and the wife, and with the whole family, he practiced Mahayana teaching, Mahayana Dharma, and achieved the realization.
Et il pratiquait le Dharma tout au milieu de ses richesses, de sa femme et de ses enfants, et il a atteint la réalisation.
Ta drupa de yang daban drupa chenpo le.
Yang daba?
Drupa chenpo. Drupa. Drupa chenpo den drepa.
Ah,
drepa drupa chenpo. Chenpo drupa den drepa drupa chenpo de res.
And then the sixth greatness is the great accomplishment of the fruit.
Le sixième grandeur est le grand accomplissement du fruit.
Tene te tabo tekpa chenpo chu. Tetar Tanyansa Lamba in a Tamke Penyansa Lana, Devo Carturis and Devo Te, Tenetop Jom, and Devo Yamandi, but Jovia Lasso to Yuris.
So now, when we practice Mahayana in this way, in a very skillful way, so then what fruit, what is the fruit that we achieve finally, that we achieve, that we obtain? So these fruits are then, has a different aspect, such as the 10 powers. And the four fearlessnesses and Topchub Nijigoshi.
Mandipa Chorje.
Yes, the 18 distinctiveness. Yeah? The 18 being distinctive, yes, etc.
Quand on pratique
L'asrupa.
Le Dharma, d'une manière habile telle que celle-ci, le fruit comprend les 10 pouvoirs, les 4 absences de peur et les 18 qualités distinctives.
Donna tanda devan roba chembo te te pa chembo je la me kap su yen den je leves ka leves je kap su ten be tramen je yen den tokyo tsab je re wa ta ten da wo te tramen je yen den tokyo tsab je te devan roba chembo te res.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that what is called the great accomplishment of the fruit is the all the quality which refers to the all the and the achievement of all the qualities of the Buddha, and which is mentioned in the Gyu Lama also, you know, which has been enumerated as 64 kind of qualities and 32 qualities obtained through the maturation, and the 32 qualities which are obtained or which are achieved through through the freedom from the two veils.
Et ces qualités se réfèrent aux qualités du Bouddha qui sont expliquées dans le Gulama, qu'on peut distinguer en 64 qualités, 32 provenant de la maturation et 32 provenant de la libération des deux formes de voile.
Then Rupa Chimpanje Karasana Penna Nyentu Da Ranjar Jitipa Kaapso Devan Thartok Da Drachom Re Lame Drachom Batupa Kaapso Phongpo Jyoyunche Namhi Jyoyunche Tene Zonde Cheva Tsani Me Jyoyunche Ndo Vares Me Cheva Tan Cho Kampan Dawa Tene Tene Jyoyunche Ndo Vares Tene Ndu Tepa Chimpi Lola Tetar Mare Tene Ndu Tami Jyoyunche Tukche Tsaki Tupe Nan Devan Rupa Chimpo Deva Te Shira Chimpo Re
And the reason why The reason why in the Mahayana the accomplishment of the fruit is great, because it is not like the fruit or the like accomplishment of the fruit in the Shravakas in the Pratyekabuddha Dhyana, because in the Pratyekabuddha Dhyana and the Shravakas, when we achieve the state of Arhata, so then all the continuity or the continuity of all the five aggregates becomes completely exhausted, completely finished, and nothing remains. Nothing is remained. Complete extinctions. And by achieving this complete extinction or complete exhaustions, and then there is no possibility to continue or to something in order to work for the benefit of the other beings. So that is the ultimate goal in the lower vehicle. Whereas in the Mahayana, it's not like that. But after having all these transcendental qualities, and then one still continues working for the benefit of the beings.
Et on dit que le fruit du Mahayana est grand. Dans les véhicules des Shravaka et des Pratyekabuddha, le fruit est l'état d'arhat, en lequel les cinq skandhas ou cinq agrégats disparaissent complètement, où il y a extinction totale de ces cinq skandhas et donc impossibilité d'avoir une activité qui vienne en aide aux êtres, tandis que dans le Mahayana, il y a une activité qui continue. Mahayana.
Mm-hmm. After having the qualities,
oui.
Then the working for the benefits continues.
Donc il y a une activité incessante pour venir en aide aux êtres. Une fois qu'on a obtenu le
fruit.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that the great accomplishment of the fruit, you can include into three things. Rinpoche said that the accomplishment of achievement of the three kayas, Kaya, the three aspects of the Buddha, the Dharma Kaya, and the Sambhoga Kaya, and the Nirvana Kaya. As inseparable. Yes. The achievement of the embodiment of the body, which is inseparable from all these three Kayas.
Et dans l'accomplissement dans le Mahayana et l'obtention des trois corps, le Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya et Nirvanakaya, qui sont unis de manière inséparable.
Now the seventh greatness is the greatness of the activity.
La septième grandeur est celle de l'activité.
Tene chenpo te sang ye ne semjin ji tong tene jin
And the reason why the activity is great, because after achievement of enlightenment, and then after the achievement of the Buddhahood, the working for the benefit, the activities for the for the benefit of all the beings, as they remain unceasing and continuously without any, without ceasing, without being seized, yes. So that's without cessation, yes. So that's why the activity is great.
Et on dit que cette activité est grande parce qu'avoir après avoir obtenu l'illumination, l'activité des bodhisattvas est incessante.
As it is mentioned in the Domsik or in the of a jewel ornament of liberation or Tangku Thaigin, in which it says that how the body, speech, and the mind of the Buddhas continues to work, continues to working for the benefit of other beings spontaneously and effortlessly and without any conception.
Et dans le Dakpo Tadien, il est mentionné comment le corps, parole et esprit des bodhisattvas œuvrent d'une manière à des Bouddhas.
Oui.
Œuvre d'une manière incessante, spontanée, sans aucun effort.
Khepar to san je simpa kab so nam to tam pe sar me pan ro don je sar te te pa chen bi je la me te ne te ne je le kab so te ne pe man bu gon so ngi res te ndo res
so after the achievement of the Buddhahood, the way and how the body and the speech and the mind, you know, of the Buddha works for the benefit of all beings without any concept, without any effort. It is explained in detail, yes, in the Du Lama, in the chapter of activity.
Et la manière dont, une fois qu'on a atteint l'état de Bouddha, on a une activité dépourvue d'effort et sans concept, spontanée, est expliquée dans le Du Lama, dans le chapitre qui traite de l'activité.
Tena tripa chenpe Du Lama ten do ta nga nika la nika kap so kar chenpo le.
So the Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra or the Tegwasimi Du Lama is very important for both this sutra and Vajrayana.
Donc le Du Lama est très important pour le sutra et pour le Vajrayana.
Ten doje tripa kap so kar chenpo yenpe jimsen karasana.
The reason why it is important for the Vajrayana, in Vajrayana, because and then when we develop a faith and conviction, yes, in the view of Du Lama, then we can develop a conviction of the faith in the Vajrayana view also.
La raison pour laquelle c'est important pour le Vajrayana est que quand on développe de la confiance en la vue du Du Lama, on peut développer également de la confiance en la vue du Vajrayana.
Khepar to Du Lama ka ne ten be sem je rang gen wa sar le te ya bu chi ba yin na te ne sa je chen bo la yang pe to chen bo yin.
Particularly, the Buddha says that when if one understands, if one knows the nature of the mind, which is as being luminous and voidness as indivisible union, and describe or explain in the Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra, so then one would know what really Mahamudra means also.
Particulièrement quand on comprend la nature de l'esprit comme étant l'union de la clarté et vacuité, comme cela est expliqué dans le Du Lama,
then we would know Mahamudra also.
On connaît également le Mahamudra.
So therefore, it is very important to study the text Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra also.
Pour cette raison, il est important d'étudier également le Du Lama.
The Bodhisattva Yana is, since the Bodhisattva Yana is endowed with these seven greatnesses, So that's why the Bodhisattva Yana is called the great vehicle.
Étant doté de ces sept grandeurs, le véhicule des Bodhisattvas est appelé grand véhicule.
Kirtan tikin sejeta sanj kesar chigla tikin konal ko sanj sembe thekpa la kogre ya yeba sesar chigla dorje thekpa ya tikin ju konsu deore tikin la ju thekpa tang yang devi thekpa ni ye undu yeba yeba res.
Generally when we say and when we talk about the Mahayana or great vehicle, well, this is the understood only the Bodhisattva Yana, and however and Vajrayana is also included in the Mahayana, because Mahayana has two aspects, the causal Mahayana and the fruit Mahayana, and Vajrayana is the fruit Mahayana.
Et quand on parle du Mahayana, on entend d'habitude le véhicule des Bodhisattvas, mais le Mahayana a deux aspects, l'aspect de la cause et l'aspect du fruit, et le Vajrayana est l'aspect fruit du Mahayana.
Tandan de Kamiki became both the Sanju Sempatipa and Dorje Tepanika lectures.
So the seven greatnesses of the Mahayana explained here, it could refer to both the aspects of the Mahayana.
Et les sept grandeurs expliquées ici se réfèrent à ces deux aspects du Mahayana.
Or these seven greatnesses embraces. Both encompasses, yes, both aspects of the Mahayana.
Donc, ces sept grandeurs comprennent les deux aspects du Mahayana.
Ben, tekpa chenpo la sanju sempe tekpa la chenpo dende nyamne yona, tene dorje tekpa la lakpar to yungres.
So, if one has these, if one is endowed with these seven greatness, yes, seven great practices, yes, in the Bodhisattva Yana, then these concerning the Vajrayana, these seven greatness one would have, yes, these seven greatness in Vajrayana also. Lakparto yungra.
Lakpar chodu chapa. Tele chang chapa.
Superior way, yes. More than, yes, greater than the Bodhisattva one.
Car est doté de ces sept grandeurs. Au niveau du véhicule des Bodhisattvas, il sera doté d'une manière supérieure de cela au niveau du Vajrayana.
So that is the
level nature pa yun tingin level le tiempo dendon dor de fitoka.
So this is the brief explanation on the seven greatnesses from the 20th chapter, which deals with the qualities.
Et c'était l'explication brève des sept qualités dans le 20e chapitre qui traitait des sept grandeurs dans le chapitre qui traitait des qualités.
Tenez, tirant ce travail, non, c'est que nous n'avons pas.
Non, so, and Zabas says that if you have some questions, doubt, please question.
Yeah,
Jigdil Devi Sheva Sikade. That's what they were saying. And if Fonsa Shuni Suna, the Gonya would do it. Tanya Damina Tista. And that is that. You see, the Kanija Sigurista.
Tay, he did court and toss a kale yobare te karre se na te la jokchor manda ba yong go yore jo jokchor manda ba yong wa te chepa jong wa te ta wa ran tong de yin tong che te ning bi yes Rinpoche
said that yes concerning the word concerning the yes yishe in Tibetan language in the Sanskrit it's called jnana you know it's concerned of course it, sometimes it is we translate as a primordial wisdom sometimes it's transcendental knowledge and sometimes it's transcendental wisdom like that so of course these are all the translators what they call the way of translating it however Rinpoche says that if we explain what really jnana or yishe means which you know we have translated in three or different ways different terms yes and this also how we translate and how we explain it also depend the on the two main views yes the two main madhyamika views yes that is the rangtong and shentong
en ce qui concerne le mot yishe en sanskrit
jnana
jnana c'est
jnana jnana
ça peut être traduit, on traduit quelquefois par sagesse primordiale ou sagesse transcendante. Et au niveau du tibétain, les vues sont différentes en ce qui concerne ce terme. Au niveau du madhyamika, dans les vues rangtong et shentong.
Te keba kandere sena rangtong lo le yela, yela yehin doge yo mare, yendong lo le yesen jen yo le yehin doge yo mare.
And, the first differences between Rangtong and the Shentong concerning the jhana is that according to Rangtong according to Rangtong view yes what's called yishe is not do not accept the yishe as being having in the ordinary level yes in the ordinary, on the base level, yishe is not, yishe or jnana is not, not presented or not asserted, yes, not asserted to be in the base level, yes, in the rangtong.
Donc, en ce qui concerne la vue rangtong, yishe n'est pas présenté comme existant au niveau de la base.
Tena rantong lo le yihi sartop den de bare yihi sartop yin be sen na kira de jyo de yihi den de yon da bu jyo yes
so then according to rantong view or rantong philosophy and jnana or the yishe is something which is achieved later and is something achieved later newly achieved is considered as newly achieved so here in rantong and the prajna is the cause Praja is the cause, and jnana is the effect or the fruit, which is obtained through praja.
Donc, au niveau
praja is sharab in Tibetan. Hein?
Au niveau des rangtong, c'est quelque chose qui est acquis par la suite, c'est nouvellement acquis, et la cause c'est sharab et le fruit c'est yeshe.
Gyudan de où là-bas?
Rere.
Gyudan de où ce sont là?
Gyudan de là-bas.
Sharab de Gyudan.
Randong lolo yihi mebari hirabre. Tona sa tambu toba kapsa tene nyamgya yihi yore jitab yihi yore.
Toba di topsul di kandirele.
Me te sar tabre tanda randong lolo.
Yuru sul toba marawa.
Nja te marawa.
Yudan debu sul toba.
Yudan debu sul toba.
According to Rangtong philosophical view, Rinpoche said that the praja is the Rangtong view, yes. The main practice of the of the bodhisattva in the level of accumulation and the path of accumulation and the path of junction the main practice is to develop the prajna yes prajna or the sharap and then when they achieve the first level of the Bodhisattva, then they achieve the Yishe or the Jnana. So which means that Yishe is the fruit and Jnana, Pragya is a cause.
Donc au niveau des Rangtong, la pratique principale des sattvas dans le chemin de l'accumulation et de la jonction est Sherab. Et arrivé au premier niveau de Bodhisattva, il y a l'obtention de Yeshe. Donc Sherab est la cause et Yeshe est le fruit.
Tena Rangtong lo la tusangom Sherab de metok saunda wata Yeshe de saunda de metok.
So, which means Rinpoche says that according to Rangtong view, and what is called Praja or Shara is like the seed, and then the Yishe or the Jnana is like the flowers when the seed sprout out, it grows into shoot and then it gives flower.
Selon la vue Rangtong, Sherab est comme la graine et Yeshe est comme la fleur qui a poussé.
Kap kap so yang thanye je kap so yehi tel yang gomzong ki khira basa ke dos.
And sometimes yes, somebody says that
gomzong
yes, sometimes yes the
yehi la gomzong ki khira.
Sometimes yes this sometimes
nyam ya yehi la gomzong ge khira,
and sometimes yes the jnana is referred by the terms of by the terms of wisdom of meditation also, or pragya of meditation also, yes.
yeah
et quelquefois on se réfère par le mot sherab à la
Yishe is the pole. The wisdom arises, that wisdom that arises from meditation also.
On appelle Yishe la sagesse qui surgit de la méditation.
Tene yendong lo la tene tanda randong lo re yendong lo la yele yehi devares.
So then, on the other hand, according to Shantong view, and or the Jnana or Yishe is held as being a spontaneous existence, even in the base level also.
Au niveau de l'école Shantong, Yishe existe spontanément également au niveau de la base.
Tena toni yendong lo la.
So according to Shantong view, even the beings who has not realized the ultimate truth or the shunyata also endowed with the Yishe or Jnana.
Donc selon la vue Shantong, même les êtres qui n'ont pas réalisé la vacuité sont dotés de Yishe.
Ten drago Yishe te karele gyagore sena semje nelok oye saram satong yenmi te gyagore.
And here, the nature of the mind, which is indivisible union of clarity and voidness, is presented as the jnana, as jnana or yishe.
Et donc, la nature de l'esprit, qui est l'inséparabilité de la clarté vacuité, est présentée comme étant yishe.
Tene yendong lo le yishi satop mado bare, yishi lundop dundo bare.
And then in Shantong, Jnana or Yishe is not something which is newly achieved later, but it is already spontaneously existent right from the beginning.
Et selon les Shantong, Yishe n'est pas quelque chose qui surgit, n'est pas quelque chose qui est réalisé par la suite, nouvellement réalisé, mais qui existe spontanément au début.
According to Shantong view, if Yishe or the Jnana is something newly achieved, is something which is achieved newly or later, so then it is subject to condition. Condition. If it is conditional thing, then of course it would be impermanent and destructible.
Et selon les symptômes, si le péché est acquis par la suite, nouvellement acquis, c'est quelque chose qui est sujet à des conditions, donc qui est impermanent et sujet à la destruction.
Tena yendong lo la sedo la yebe sede yene ye ye hitan, tene sedje trima jang yinbe kap, ser yodor se yinbe kap tabate lanje yinra wotan, sedje do kanga jang sawa, sarve se tamate devi yinra wotyayores.
Then, therefore, in Shantung philosophical view, Rinpoche says that the gold contained by the mineral stone, in the ore, yes, the gold contained in the ore, before it's purified, before it's taken out of it, and it's like the jhana, or the basic jhana, or jhana. Here we could say then the primordial wisdom, yes, or the primordial jhana, yes. And then the gold which is in the process of being taken out of the or out of these the stone, yes, and through by various processes, yes. So then that is the correspond to the jhana on the path level. And then when the gold completely taken out, completely separated from the stones. So then this corresponds to the jhana in the fruit level.
Donc au niveau de la vue philosophique des Shantung, l'or qui est dans sa gangue avant la purification est le yéché de la base, on peut dire sagesse primordiale dans ce cas. Ensuite, au niveau du chemin, en voie de purification, c'est le yéché du chemin. Et au niveau du fruit, c'est yéché du fruit.
And likewise, in the Vajrayana also, and the jhana is held as being spontaneous existence, even in the base level.
Et au niveau du Vajrayana également, on considère que le yéché existe spontanément à la base.
Te jumsen kar sena dorje tebe lola tunga.
The reason why it is so in Vajrayana, because in according to Vajrayana, the essence or the ultimate nature or the real nature of the five poisons is five yishe or five jhana.
La raison pour laquelle c'est ainsi dans le Vajrayana et que la nature des cinq poisons, c'est les cinq sagesses ou cinq yéchés.
Tene tunga ngowo yéchi sege de karerasana tunga ranga ngowo amne lok satong cha tela yéchi sege.
The reason why the nature of the five poisons is jhana or yéchi, because the real it refers to the real nature of the real nature of the five poisons, which is clarity and voidness as indivisible union.
Et ça se réfère à la nature réelle des cinq poisons, qui est l'union de la clarté et vacuité.
Tene tegen de saja chenpo da zoba chenpo lo la yang yene le yikindu yuris.
So then, and in the same way, in the Mahamudra also, in Mahamudra also, and the Shine, jhana in the base level is accepted, is asserted to exist spontaneously, even in the base level.
Et dans le Mahamudra également, on considère que Yeshe existe spontanément au niveau de la base.
So in brief, Rinpoche said that the differences between these two is that whether the one accept, the one yes, assert yes, the jhana exists even in the base level, and the other does not accept it or does not assert it. The difference between the Rangdong and the Shantung.
Ah oui. Donc, en bref, la différence entre les deux, et que l'un accepte Yeshe au niveau de la base et l'autre non.
Concerning the explanation, in which it is exerted, it is established that the Yishe exists, even in the base level. On the other one do not establish that it doesn't exist. So this existed in Tibet, and not only as explanation, not only as a study. Even there was a different school also, a different practitioner also, yes, two different schools. Yes. Not only exists only in the as explanation, on the practical level also, you know, there are two different schools. Yes.
Et au Tibet, they ça were, n'existe pas seulement au niveau d'une différence de théorie, mais au niveau d'une différence de méthode et de pratique.
So that's the Rinpoche said that the brief explanation and concerning the presentation of the Yishe or Jnana.
Yeah.
Two different ways of presenting the Yishe.
C'est la brève explication des deux manières de présenter Yishe.
Yeah.
So now we do meditation for a while.
Nous allons méditer.